Well, we've had Tallis Tuesdays, and now we've got Morgo Mondays. Co-captain of the North Queensland Cowboys, Michael Morgan, is joining us, making his debut on Rush Hour Queenslander. Now, Morgo, I would be fair in saying that for years and years we've had this show, and I don't reckon that you've ever listened to Rush Hour Queenslander once. Would that be a summation? You've been on here plenty of times, but I don't think this would be a show that you would listen to normally. Correct?
If I'm driving home, I will, Dobbo.
Okay.
But it's not often that I'm driving at this time, so I can't say I always listen to it, but I have before.
Well, that
I love
is
listening
why,
to you, so that's why.
That is why we now have a podcast that you can listen to at any hour, and this is the Rush Hour Queenslander podcast. So from 3 o'clock every single day, you can download it. It's pretty easy on the Triple M app. And now Michael Morgan's a co-host. There is no excuse. He's part of a very big extended family in Townsville. They run Townsville as such. So you know what? If it's not the O'Tooles, if it's not the Skinners, if it's not the Morgans, you're not in Townsville. So you've got to get on board and listen to the Bespoke podcast. Michael Morgan's our co-host tonight. We're going to talk about Todd Payton. Was he in the right or was he in the wrong? I think he was in the right. I think he made every, and I think it's been misconstrued, which, surprise, surprise, the media have a habit of doing at different times. Slow news day. Let's attack Todd Payton. We're going to recap everything. We're going to talk with Michael Morgan. We'll catch up with Lachie Neal. The best ever AFL trivia quiz.
The best one yet.
I love doing it. How are you, Elliot? Good to see you. We've got to talk to you about your self-promotion of cricket as well, which is sickening. If you get onto social media, he's changed his name to The Elliot Lovejoy, because that's what you do when you're a big deal in Cairns. But he's now self-promoting himself on Insta as a one-day cricketer. I'd just like to say that cricket bat for a battling radio jock is worth about $500, mate.
Nah, so what's I got the knockoff MRF on eBay. It was about $150. It looks good, though.
You put the sticker down.
Hits big bombs, let me tell you. Hits big bombs.
Good. Righto, let's get into it. Let's recap. Round one of the Telstra Premiership, done and dusted. Michael Morgan, Morgo Mondays. This is the Rush Hour Queenslander with Dobbo right here on Triple M.
Dobbo, a lot of titles on this show. Tallis Tuesdays, according to our Digi team, I wake up this morning, Mondays are now Morgo Mondays.
Is that right? When are we ever going to have our names thrown into it? It's Morgo Mondays. Round one, done and dusted. We'll go through it. Let's talk, gentlemen. It kicked off well on Thursday night, and we shouldn't have doubted the Melbourne Storm. I was the first one to say that the South Sydney Rabbitohs were specials. We even asked Wayne, and we said, do you believe in theories? He said no. I want to say this now categorically. I knew I'd made the wrong mistake in backing South Sydney when Wayne Bennett rang me on the team bus to big note about the way his cattle sold at the Stanthorpe cattle sale on Thursday. I knew dead set we've got a problem. Like, if he's worried about his cattle prices, I'm like, uh-oh, we shouldn't have doubted. Morgo, I mean, you take Cameron Smith, Suli Vunivalu, no Dale Finucane and no Harry Grant. I don't know if you saw that game, but, mate, what we forgot was there's a bloke called Ryan Pappenhausen and another bloke who played with Cameron Munster. They were unbelievable, and they are a force to be reckoned with again.
Yeah, they are, but they keep doing it every year. I mean, a few years ago they said they wouldn't do it without Cooper. They wouldn't be able to do it without Billy and now Smithy. So they're doing something obviously very right down there, and they've got the secret to how to do it. This time of the year, they're always very good. And I mean, I think that they haven't lost a round one game for how many years? 18 years or something. So they know how to play this time of year. And like you said, Ryan Pappenhausen and money, they were on.
How do you find a bloke like Ryan Pappenhausen? The thing that upsets me is the West Tigers let him go. They let him go. He was a touch football player. You could blow him over in the breeze. I reckon he's got the makings to be a fullback. Like, he is just an out-and-out superstar, and they keep on finding these guys. How difficult is he to play against?
It is hard because he looks so small, but the way he moves and he uses his body well, he goes fast into space. So therefore, he's hard to handle. But I don't know if it's that they found him, but they developed him. It seems like everyone who goes there gets better, and then if anyone leaves, besides probably Cooper the last couple of years, they don't go as well as what they do when they're in Melbourne.
So true.
People go there and get better. They get well developed, and Ryan Pappenhausen is a perfect example of that.
Unbelievable, isn't he? Friday night, Knights too classy for the Dogs. I'm a Dogs fan. They're in for a long year. 32 points to 16. This game, Parramatta 24, Brisbane 16. I would like to say to everybody who is listening who's a Broncos, believe, because the Broncos showed a lot of things in this. They were down on troops in the second half. Parramatta are a superpower of the NRL Telstra Premiership. I thought Brisbane's performance, by no means was it outstanding, but it was a much improved game. Morgo, your thoughts on Brisbane?
Yeah, I thought it was much improved. When it sort of, they obviously started really well, and then they did a similar thing against us in the trial. They were up 16-0, and ended up letting it slip to us. So when Parra got in front, I thought that might be it. The floodgates might open, but Kevy has obviously, you know, built a little bit of pride back into the jersey for them. And I was watching it with Mitch Dunn, my roommate, and we both thought that. And they hung in there well. They were down on troops. I think they were left to one on the bench. So I think that in itself shows signs of where they're at now as a group. They're, you know, they're going to be more resilient. They'll be tougher and they'll be much harder to beat.
Yeah, Parramatta, good performance. We'll get to when we talk with Jamal. Warriors 19, Titans 6. Classy display by the Roosters, 46 points to 4. Long year for Desi without the Trbojevic's. Take them out. They've got some health problems. We will get to the Cows. That break next. Panthers 24, Cowboys 0. Yesterday, oh, gee whiz, aren't they putting their stamp straight away? Canberra had a heap of ball, and they did it in the end easy. 30 points to 12 over the West Tigers, and I don't want to be bat rude. These local derbies, Sharks and Dragons, I mean, please. I mean, does anybody care other than the people in the Shire, really? I mean, you know, I don't want to be rude, but, I mean, that could be the most uninspiring game of football. The only good thing was Jack Bird got through injury-free. Andrew McCulloch, Benny Hunt. There's a few Queenslanders in that side from St. George that we really like. But, I mean, put on the marbles, if I'm really honest, because, I mean, no one wants to see it. That's round one. Let's get into this. We'll take a break, come back. Plenty to talk about. Cowboys. Panthers 24, Cowboys 0. I've got a different take on it than most. I thought it was an inspiring performance in the first half by the Cowboys. The rule changed this game. But all the talk is about the coach. The coach has shifted it all. All the attention's on Toddy Payton. We'll come back. We'll talk to their co-captain, Michael Morgan, about what went on after this.
Dobbo, Morgo, Mondays are here. Michael Morgan, the co-captain of the North Queensland Cowboys, still with us.
Yeah, he certainly is. And 24 points to nil. The Panthers defeated the Cowboys 8-0 at halftime. Morgan, I can only expect when you guys went into the sheds after all the your goal line defence in that first half was outstanding. I mean, it's something that the Cowboys always used to be known for, how defensively strong you were. It hasn't been that way the last couple of years, but you showed this new defensive system that Todd's put in is working. I know the scoreline didn't reflect it in the end, but there were so many positives out of that loss.
Yeah, there was. And without sounding like we think we did okay and we're happy with, you know, what we did, it's very disappointing. You look at the scoreline and see 24-0 and you think, geez, they, you know, got towed up. So on the scoreboard, yes. But like you said, we were confident at halftime when it was 8-0 down. They'd scored one try and had a tremendous amount of footy compared to what we had. But the disappointing thing for us is when we were getting our opportunities, or when we should have, you know, we had our opportunity to turn the tide a little bit and get a bit more footy, we'd give it straight back to them and have to defend again. So we did a lot of defensive practice in the preseason, and it's like we wanted to just keep doing it at some stage for some reason. Yeah, it was a bit frustrating.
Look, it must be hard, though, these new rule changes. I mean, I'm making this completely about me as a caller, but at the end of the game from calling without breaks, I was gassed and everybody we're talking. We spoke to Ben Teo after the Broncos game, Morgo.
Poor bloke.
Seriously.
Give me Gatorade. Yeah.
Hey, Ben Teo said, mate, he's got not very long in his career if this is the way this game's going to go. I mean, I'm not saying you're 29 years of age, right? So how much quicker did you find it on Saturday night compared to, and playing four games last year, I understand just how tough it's been for you, but that is a real baptism of fire, the way this game is played now.
It is, yeah, especially against a team like Penrith, and ours was probably a bit slower than other games because there was so many errors. So, yes, there's no scrums or stoppages, but, you know, well, we did have a fair few scrums, the turnovers of the ball. So ours was probably a bit more stop-start than some. I was watching, the Broncos game Friday night, and thought, and it just was back and forward for a good 15-20 minutes. And I thought, geez, they haven't had a stop. So It will be tough going, I'm sure. And look, it's all about your body just getting used to it. And it happens every year. It takes a few games to really get the feel again. And this one may take a little bit longer.
Michael Morgan, co-captain of the North Queensland Cowboys, joining us all show today on the Rush Hour Queenslander with Dobbo. Sticking around next to address what happened with Jason Taumalolo and Todd Payton calling him out during his press conference. A media beat-up or more to it? We'll find out after this on Triple M. We're sitting down with Michael Morgan. He's the co-captain of the North Queensland Cowboys. Unfortunately, didn't get the chocolates on the weekend despite defending so valiantly in that first half.
I watched you come back out at halftime, and after halftime, you guys really came back out, and there was a lot of positive energy. And I thought, if the Cowboys can score here, get it back to 8-6 after halftime, the Penrith will be scratching their heads. But obviously, the turn of the ball, little mistakes. There is now this question mark about whether or not the coach got the bench rotation right. All the pressure is now, and I'm going to get to this. I want to play you what Todd Payton said post-match, because in some ways it was taken as that he was critical of Jason Taumalolo and his work than what he did in the middle. Have a listen to this.
The last try that I was talking about was from Jace not putting pressure on him from marker. So they're the efforts that I'm talking about, him improving to be the best forward in the game.
Yeah, I don't know where everybody stands with this, and I want to go to the co-captain about this. But I like the fact that Todd Payton will call it out as he sees it. He didn't sugarcoat it. There's been a lot of negative comments about, oh, should he have had that conversation in private? Morgo, you're the professional athlete here. How difficult is it when the coach, he's going to have that conversation with Jason away from it? I mean, there's only so much he can do. He was pretty critical, and that's in a public forum. Is that the way Todd Payton coaches, and do you think moving forward that's the right way?
Look, I'm not sure what is the wrong and right way. What I do know to start with is Todd's honest in the way he says things. He gets asked a question, he will speak honestly, no matter who it's to. So you see in the media, sometimes coaches will, you know, get asked a question, dance around the question, not really answer the question. So I think on that occasion, Todd was giving a example of why when he came to the Cowboys, he thought he might cut Jason's minutes back. Within that game, he obviously found an example to use as to explain himself as to why he was going to give Jason less minutes. Sure. Now, if Jason had played 70 minutes, he wouldn't have, you know, Jason's a great runner of the footy, but the amount of ball we had affected what Jason did with the ball on Saturday night, not his minutes. So the fact that we had to keep defending, I don't think any of our forwards made over 100 metres. So it was purely the fact, in my opinion, that we didn't have the ball for him to make those metres. If we had, you know, we looked at a stat, all of our turnovers, we let Penrith off with over 100 tackles. So that's 100 more tackles that they would have had to make had we not made all those errors. So we were shooting ourselves in the foot. And at that time, yeah, like I said, that was one example that Todd was giving at the time as to why he was planning on cutting Jason's minutes back. Jason didn't get hooked or anything like that.
There's no issues there. There's no issues there at all.
None at all. Yeah. Like it was, like I said, Todd's honest in the way he speaks. And he said what he thought at the time, and people, I think, took little bits of it the wrong way, I guess. Yeah. And in a football team, Jason has a very big influence on our team. And like Todd said in the press conference, if younger guys see Jason doing certain things, they're going to want to copy Jason. So Todd wants him to be doing the best things and they'll copy Jason. That's the influence that he has on our group.
He was upbeat at halftime, Todd. What about the full-time address to you blokes? What did he say?
He was disappointed with obviously the way we controlled the ball. Our lack of control of the ball, I should say. Last plays, when we did get to them at times, weren't great. We just didn't respect the footy. And whether it's, a bottom eight side or a top eight side, Penrith scored the most points in the competition last year. So if we don't control the ball, you give them more and more opportunities to score points, they're going to do it. And our defensive line was going to give in at some point, which within the second half it did that. So I was disappointed. We spoke about trusting what we'd done through the preseason going into the game. And I thought at times defensively we did do that. We showed that we will be a better defensive team than what we have been in the past. But yeah, we didn't trust what we were doing with the footy.
Michael Morgan of the North Queensland Cowboys, our co-host on the Rush Hour Queenslander with Dobbo today. Coming up next, we switch codes. The AFL kicks off this weekend. The Lions take on Sydney at the Gabba, and their superstar Lachie Neal is with us straight after this on Triple M.
This bloke is just itching. Round one of the AFL gets underway this Saturday night. The Swannies take on the Brisbane Lions at the Gabba, and the Lions looking to go one better into a GF in 2021. Their Brownlow medal winner and superstar of the Brisbane Lions is Lachie Neal, and he joins us this evening on the Rush Hour. G'day, brother. How are you?
Hey, Dubbo. I'm well, mate. I'm going well. How are you?
All right. You excited?
Yeah, I'm pumped. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this weekend. So Saturday night, it all starts for us. And I know that the boys can't wait either. So, yeah, looking forward to a big matchup against the Swans and hopefully a packed out Gabba as well.
I just have this distinct feeling that Brisbane are building. I know every year the expectation, but, you know, you add Joey Danaher to this. I know you've lost Cam Rayner, a huge loss, but it just absolutely feels like this side is packed and ready to go. How do you relate and you know, I suppose, manage the expectation, but also deliver knowing that you guys are competitive and every team wants to hunt you?
Yeah, it's probably the mindset that the guys have had to embrace and change over the last couple of years. We were sort of hunting everyone else when I first got here, and it's probably flipped a little bit now. It's a couple of back-to-back finals appearances and top four finishes. That's going to happen, but I think we've got a group now that is really mature and will embrace that challenge, and we're not top of the tree yet, so we're still hunting a couple of others as well ourselves, and that'll be the goal. As you mentioned earlier, we want to go a couple of steps further than we did last year, and the group's really embraced that. We came back in great nick, and the guys have trained exceptionally well over the pre-season, and we're ready to fire.
Ready to fire. Talk about your off-season. It was late finishing. Did you get a break away from it all?
Yeah, I did. Yep, I got away to South Australia and spent a month in SA with my family and got to catch up with my mates and stuff, and had a couple of smaller trips with my wife as well. We went to Noosa a couple of times, and that was great. So got a really good break while still being able to keep quite fit, and came back in January, and I had a little bit of a interrupted pre-season, but I was able to get a lot of running in, and I'm fit and ready to go now.
Can I ask, when you get back to South Australia, you grew up in regional South Australia, you know, and your mates have been your mates since you were a kid. Do they treat you as Lachie Neal, the knockabout, or do they now sort of get a bit strange and you're Lachie Neal, the Brownlow? Is it hard to get the distinction to split them, or it's just like picking up when you left off when you were 10?
Yeah, it is. With my close mates, yeah, they just treat me as Lachie Neal, the human being, the normal bloke from Narracourt/Kybe. So that's great. Obviously there's people that I knew back then that I probably haven't spent much time with that might act a little bit differently and whatnot now, but all my close friends and family and people that I know really well haven't changed a bit. So I love getting back there and seeing everyone.
So good, mate. Cam Rayner, a huge loss, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole club's devastated for him, and it's a pity he's put in more hard work than he has in the past, which is saying something, because he's been a really important player for us and he was ready to explode this year, I reckon. So we wish him all the best, and we'll get around him with his recovery. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he comes back like. He's going to be an absolute beast when he returns to the field, and he's going to be a really special player for us for a long time.
I mean, I understand how much pressure comes with each game, but you know, how long did it take you to get over getting bundled out in the prelim when the expectation was that you should have made the GF?
Yeah, it takes a little bit, I suppose. Everyone's a little bit different as well. Some guys would have woken up a few days later and sort of ready to move on. Other guys might take a couple of months, and others use it for motivation and it really spurs them on. So it's different for everyone. But for me, it was disappointing. I've sort of been around the traps a while now and know how hard it is to first get into a prelim final and then not be able to take your opportunity, it's disappointing and it is hard to get to. So I know how much hard work goes into it, and probably took me a little while to get over it. We were given a great opportunity and we weren't able to make the most of it, but I've turned that into sort of energy, and I'm ready to attack this season and hopefully help get the Lions across the line in those big games this year.
You'll be right.
In the hard work and get there.
You'll be right. What about your Browns, mate? You and I, we share a love of the Cleveland Browns to make the playoffs. That has to be your highlight for 2021 so far, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That was pretty special. It was good. Yeah, hopefully they can go a couple further as well. That'll be
they'll be right. Yeah. They'll be right. In the Browns we trust. Hey, mate, I know how important this weekend is. And look, you've got some, obviously, with Joey Danaher there and you know, this side maturing, it's a really, really good-looking, really connected football team that's got so many strike weapons. Best of luck for 2021. We know it's important, and I can't wait. I'll be at the Gabba on Saturday night. I'm looking forward to being at that one. I can't wait when you take on the Swannies, mate. Great to chat.
Awesome. Thanks, Dubbo. Appreciate it. Speak to you soon.
On the Rush Hour, Queenslander with Dubbo. Coming up next, we are giving away $2,000 this week, all thanks to our great friends at Amazon. If you think you know your AFL, our AFL quiz with Dobbo coming up straight after this. Michael Morgan going to attempt to help him. The man is lost, though. Good luck. Unrivaled AFL access, untold stories. You can watch that brand new Amazon original series. It's outstanding, called Making Their Mark. It's now on Amazon Prime Video. And Dobbo, some stage this week, we will be giving away $2,000. We want to know how well people know their AFL, and we're getting people to go on the show as we go to take part in our AFL quiz. Of course, yourself and the great Michael Morgan of the Cowboys hosting it today. Let's bring in our contestants, Don and Sharon. A quick recap of the rules, guys. You buzz in with your name if you know the answer. It's the first person to three, and Dobbo's made up a horrible rule in that if you get a question wrong, the other person gets a point.
That's right. That's right. How are we, guys?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, going well.
All right, let's go. Now, you know how to say your names. First question, question one. Who won last year's Norm Smith medal?
Sharon.
Oh, geez, Sharon, you're off to a flyer. Who was it, Sharon?
Dusty.
Dusty? Are we saying
Martin.
Dustin
Dusty
Martin?
Martin.
Yeah, Dustin Dusty, Martin. Yeah. Okay, congratulations. Michael, over to you.
When did the Adelaide Crows last win a premiership?
Ooh. Ooh. Come on, guys. Somebody's got to have a go.
Oh, dear.
Get
oh,
off Google.
Dear.
In the 90s.
Sharon.
Sharon, have
Sharon.
A crack.
I'm having a guess. 1996.
Well, Don, you've got a point for doing nothing. No, it was 1998.
I was trying to be...
I don't even have to talk.
No, I don't think so. Here we go. Let's keep on going. GMHBA Stadium is the home of which club?
Don.
Sharon.
Go, Don.
Geelong.
It's the Cattery. That's correct. 2-1. Over to you, Michael.
How many games were played at Metricon Stadium on the Gold Coast last year? A, 32. Oh, do you want to hear the options?
Keep going, Michael.
A, 32. B, 42. C, 52.
Don.
Go, Don.
Yes.
52.
Well, Sharon, you've now got two all. You did nothing. It was 42. So,
tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker. We love this. This is one of the greatest quizzes ever. Let me just say this now. Quality radio. Okay. Nick Davis kicked how many goals in the 2005 semi-final against Geelong? A, 4, B, 5, C, 6.
Sharon.
Go, Sharon.
6.
Sharon, you know what? Yes. Sometimes you should just sit back and listen. Don, you've won. You kicked 4. Sharon, you're wrong. Congratulations, Donnie. Good on you, mate. You actually won 2 points without even talking. It's a first, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah, I didn't even have to air my knowledge because I didn't have any.
Outstanding. See what happens when men shut up? It's good.
Yeah, good. Over to you, Elliot.
Yeah, congrats, Don. You got yourself an Amazon Echo Dot with Alexa. This features AFL skill. Plus, you're in the draw to win $2,000 to spend at amazon.com.au. We'll have one more of those quizzes tomorrow and give away the rest of that cash this week. Another round AFL trivia tomorrow. Believe it or not, that's actually the smoothest one went so far. So well done, Dobbo, for that. But we're out of time, my friend. It's been a big show.
It certainly has. Thank you, Michael Morgan. Thank you, everybody. We're back tomorrow. Talis Tuesday. Taco Tuesday. The Bulls back tomorrow. Have a great night as we work towards round two of the Telstra Premiership. Lions playing. We'll get a bit of rugby in tomorrow as well. We'll also catch up with somebody from the Suns this week as the AFL kicks off. come Thursday night. Can't wait for that. See you, brother. And remember, when the wheat is ripe, keep the headers rolling in the paddock. Good night.